again, this couldn't take place to Goldfinger because she's
What's her name?
Is that answering the S?
There's all sorts of
unless he went on a mission near identical to Goldfinger after this.
I think the only explanation is that Bond is a Time Lord.
Yes.
I personally think that he just missed his old Aston, so he had it specced exactly the same.
Maybe it's Southern Bond. James Bond Jr.
But that doesn't explain the whole...
James Bond Jr. is a cartoon! We found a line of inquiry here! There we go, it's in canon!
Wasn't that James Bond? Wasn't the character in that Blonde as well? Am I thinking of a different movie?
He was brown hair, but he was especially like the nephew or something. But James Bond Jr. I think it wouldn't be, because I was far would be James Bond, not Andrew Bond.
And then maybe the original maybe the original James Bond was his granddad.
See, I hate this
No.
Would explain his orphanism for the James Bonds or his father, and they all died before.
I'm pretty sure it's mentioned in George Lazenby's Bond was orphaned.
Yeah, because the Bond before him died.
Every two generations of Bond dies, and they're both called Andrew Bond or whatever her name was.
Yeah.
Sylvia Saint, something or other.
Well, no, they were just his great-great-great-great-great-grandparents, because that's the Bond house that's come down the line.
I see.
And James became
father's parents.
Not necessarily, that's like Sean Connery's parents.
Again,
that explains the Sean Connery Scottish accent and the lack of a Scottish accent since.
It does, actually. Yeah, we've sorted it out. This is the grandson of James Bond.
Well.
Pierce Brosnan was not happy. You're replacing me with my grandson.
Oh man, you're going to have so much fun listening back to this show.
Yeah, I'll probably won't be able to hear half of it, of course. But.
Yeah.